Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor Week 20 on the 2022-2023 PGA Tour, the Valspar Championship. Always a grind to get back up on for a tournament right after a big week. A lot of content last week. I was traveling most of the week, so it made it even longer. Getting things done late at night. Good tournament overall. DFS for me, very up and down. It wasn't a great week. Got a little bit back on main. Showdowns were, you know, I was break even. Then round four altogether. Going in late Saturday, I had a lineup get up to 13th in the Millie Maker, and not with some crazy people. I mean, Scheffler was there. Svensson was probably the one I was a little worried about. You know, could he hang around? Didn't need him to win, but could he hang around up there? I think Cam Young was in that lineup who was going off Saturday. Then he finished with three bogeys late. So a couple guys struggled late on Saturday. And then Sunday, like, my core of guys, so after the cut, I always re-look at my pool of only my six of sixes. Man, and outside of Scheffler, they really just didn't play well at all on Sunday. And that happens with that course. You know, sometimes you're right there. You think, man, this could be a really good week. And you just fall. It just falls apart. Rahm withdrawing hurt. I rarely ever play Rahm. Felt, you know, getting a good enough discount on a guy that we've seen as high as 30, 40% some weeks. Maybe not necessarily in the elevated, but he's been high. And he's one under, right? You know, he's one under. Going into Friday, I assume he makes the cut. I mean, he would have shot like plus four or something. What was plus two the cut? Yeah, because there was drama there coming down late. But, you know, that hurt. I'm going to assume he makes the cut. I don't know what he does, but there's no really you can do about it. It just kind of sucks when it's one of those type of situations. The cut line was good and bad. I don't think it would have hurt me as much as it. I don't think it would have helped as much as it hurt long if keeping JT out. But JT didn't do much. So I was like, all right, I got a few plus two guys in. But it really took the six of sixes up. It was flirting around like 2%. And it got as high as like 15% in some contests. So that plus two, plus three drama was literally down to almost the last guy. Eric Cole had a huge putt. It would have been – I mean, he was going to lay it up because he didn't want to three-putt it. But if he would have sunk it, it would have last guy makes a birdie there and just drops out. What really would have sucked is – you'd kind of gotten to the point where, like, all right, the plus twos are good, and DK was going to lock Saturday morning before that final putt. It did lock. And so I'd have had guys dead lineups because I played some of the plus two guys. So Eric Hole makes that. That would have been a double whammy at that point. But thank God we got daylight savings time to an extent. Boy, it's a struggle getting used to it with the kiddos and all that kind of stuff. And they're on spring break, so it's not as bad. It would be worse as getting them back used to it when school and all that. But at least we should not have to worry, barring rain delays and stuff, getting through the rounds because it sucks not having completion at the end of the day. Your way the next day sucks for round, you know, especially round two into round three, because you got to know the cut in most cases. So when it goes overnight like that, it makes it, you know, difficult to try to plan for that. Betting wise, didn't do the matchups yet. I'll recap that on the finals thoughts show. Not much. I mean, didn't have the first round leader, obviously. I think it was Ramey. Betting, had Scotty Bobby Mac double, you know, would have, I think it was 200 and something, 280 to one, something like that. Bobby Mac, I think, was in second going into Sunday. Did not have a good Sunday either, so that didn't come through. So it was like a week of had some opportunities and were there, just couldn't get anything to close. And those can sometimes be frustrating. But we head into Valspar a little bit better of a field than I would have thought. And so in some up-and-comer type guys that will make things interesting this week. I think the strategy in general and how you handle the top will be a good conversation to have for most. This will come out a little bit later Tuesday than normal. Schedule's all off with work and spring break and stuff like with the kids. So balancing that and trying to get these out best I can, and all content will certainly be caught up by later on tonight. I'll be gone all day out in the field, and then back tonight I'll get everything else out. Join us right now. I went ahead and left the players 30% off, up one more week. If you want to play match play, I think it's worth coming and joining. Even do the weekly. Use that code. I mean, I think the weekly would be like, you know, probably $6 or something. You get a free week. So that gets you this week's stuff and next week's. Next week's one of the most profitable weeks we have week in and week out. Our floor is really good too, because sometimes you still have to ultimately, you know, do well, you know, have the right guys. But the way that we built the Green Machine and we utilized it last year, it gets you last couple of years. But last year, we even fine tuned it more. It produces and shows you in the guarantee of the potential optimal build. So you don't have two guys in the same pods and all that kind of stuff. We'll get into that more next week. If you are a member, you know what we're talking about there. Because next week's more about that. You still got to pick the right dudes and all that to an extent. But knowing you can go in and build, you know, a 20 max or something like that. A lot of people play single max, three max all year long. But that week in our community, they do MME some because you just have a good leverage on the field. It gets little and little every year. I can't remember what it was last year, but you still had a pretty significant amount of lineups that, quote unquote, maybe not dead, but had zero chance of getting your ultimate deals. You want all six to have a chance at the Elite Eight, you know, and then ultimately, right, you'd have Final Four in there, you know, but not everyone can do that unless you're doing it properly. So good week to join us. I think this tournament will be a good one. Maybe not as much attention on it, but it's kind of, I mean, you got NBA going on, you know, with football out and all that kind of stuff. Golf always takes a, you know, a bump up. So I think we'll still have plenty of people playing it. Rate and review us on iTunes. Be doing giveaways. I'll be announcing the March to the Masters promo next week. So we'll get that rolling during the Masters week. I always give away free stuff, so you don't have to do anything special or spend any money. And you do that by rate and review us now. I put those away, and then subscribe on YouTube and in the comment section. Every time you do that, the comments, that gets you more drawings or entered into the free drawings that we'll do for the Masters, which is crazy. It's only 3 weeks from today. We'll be talking about the Masters. We'll be that many days away. We got, of course, match play next week, Valero, and then we're at Masters week. In the comment section, tell me your favorite play in the 9K range. That'll get you in this week. Listener League, My Morning Undies won last week, 553. I think I saw him post it. It was his fourth time, which would definitely be the highest. I've won twice in the history, but certainly not four. I don't think I've won three. I think just twice. So congrats to him. He has already accepted the invite. He had Scheffler, Morikawa, M, Siwoo, Suh, and Fox. Great lineup there. I think he had it elsewhere too. I think he had a pretty good week overall. So Listener League is up. It's in the description. DK was a little bit slower this week, get it out. So let's get that filled. Dropped it down a little bit this week, being a non-major, all that kind of stuff, or non-elevated. But as in the description, we're at Copperhead Course at Innisbrook Resort, par 71, 7,300, five par threes, four par fives, always in that top five, top 10 of difficulty with the weather this week. I think it's going to play even tougher. So we got the snake pit here, you know, just like the other courses, other three hole deal, 16, 17, 18, Bermuda greens, but we do see more overseed, maybe not as much as Jacksonville. I know it seems like Florida's Florida, but Jacksonville's certainly a little bit more behind of where like a Tampa, is right now in the grass stuff. So it'll be a little closer to Bermuda, less overseed than what you saw last week, but still some overseed this time of year. When this used to be in May at times, it definitely was no overseed at that point in time, but been warmer down there right now. So I would assume that the Bermuda's growing through pretty decently right now. Club down off the tee a lot here, tight fairways, plenty of dog legs. So with that combo of the dog legs and stuff, guys are going to club down a lot. Very little drivers to be used. I try to keep that in mind when you're looking at your stats and however you want to do it and picking courses where that's done at more often than not. Tough par threes as well, you know, which is kind of a theme down here in Florida on something. You know, Honda's got tough par threes. Right now, the weather, I think it's going to be probably one of the biggest talking points as we get to tomorrow night is there's strong winds Thursday and Friday. So how that shakes out, and then it looks like a chance of rain Saturday, pretty good chance of rain early for sure. We'll see how that, you know, that isn't as big of a deal to me as much as the winds. And it, you know, they look strong at times. Friday looks, you know, really strong. Right now, I would say it would be a PMAM wave advantage. So in general, that can change. We're not going to go all in on anything like that. But you could see, I think it was, I think I still got it up. I think it's Friday morning that has the, here we go. Just right now, again, super early, or actually Thursday afternoon has the lowest winds by far. And Friday PM, midday PM looks to be some of the strongest sustained winds plus gust, you know, there again, Saturday, potential system coming in early that morning, winds pick up, stay until Sunday, and most of Sunday is still decent winds. I think it could be a single digit win type situation, low teens at best. But again, right now, PMAM, again, we always talk about that. That can change. Don't get locked in and glued into any things right now. I always just do my normal process. And then when I get to towards the end, I can go, all right, do I see a wave advantage, that kind of stuff? Because I don't want to discount somebody just because they may be in the bad side of the draw. I want to get to that and then make my cuts and go, all right, well, they were my pool anyways. Where do I want to go from here? Do I need to add anybody that was maybe on the bubble for me and they look to have a really good part of the draw? Maybe I bring them in and move people out. But as far as getting to that next to last pool and final pool, I try to keep the process the same. I think the cuts last year was an anomaly, super low cut. I think it was -2, -3. Maybe the first time in like 8 years that there's been an under par cut here. I think we'll be back at +2, +3, especially with that wind. So we could see a +4 type cut number. Winter, again, I'm going like -9, -10. I think it's going to play tough. Obviously, Burns, back-to-back winners here. Before that, obviously, we had COVID, nothing. And then Casey won back-to-back. So we've had back-to-back winners 4 years straight. Hadwin's won here. Spieth won here way back in the day. That was 2015. This is only his second time playing since then. He missed the cut in 2018 when he came. Strowman won some runner-ups. You know, old Boo Weekly, there's a blast in the past. Kevin Na, Reed, Cantley, Reed again. Kokrak had him that year as an outright. That was a brutal ending. Keegan, and then Davis Riley last year, of course, lost in the playoff to Burns. So, there's no, like, profile there, I would say, but certainly need to have good irons, be able to keep the ball in the fairway and play, give yourself a shot, then be good in general, you know, around the greens and putting. With, you know, that's self-explanatory. 38 guys have not played this course since 2017. We're seeing higher numbers there just mainly because of the elevated events and how those scheduling are this year. A lot of guys are going to play the match play next week, probably take Valero off, and then be ready for the Masters. That's why some of those guys took this week off. Still decent amount up there. You know, JT Spieth, Fitz, Burns, all playing as of now. Salary ranges, 4 in the 10K, 7 in the 9K, 9 in the 8K, 44 in the 7K, 74 in the 6K. So again, we got, you know, 118 guys, 7,900 and below. Sweet 16 for me, in the same format as usual, 9K and above. I'm going to give you three I like, Bubble Void in each range. We'll hit the fade of the week, sleeper of the week, gut feel plays, top five that pop, and two long shots provided by Underdog and Price Picks. We'll give my preliminary one and done, then we'll kind of get out of here for the week. Be back tomorrow for final thoughts per usual. 10K and above, I'm going to go back to Fitz. Killed me last week. Him and Rahm were two of the biggest. Rahm was obviously not his fault, I guess. I guess he was six, what they said. Fitz, I think it was 17, or no, he finished on the front nine, 8 maybe. And he bogeyed, he needed to go par, and he'd been fine. Bogeyed 8, parred the par 5, 9th, and misses the cut on the number. You know, so +3 is where he got in at the time. I think, because he was still low last week, I think he's still going to be kind of low, but a 5th here last year is only the second time he'd ever played it. He missed the cut back in 2018 as well. I think with the price and just people not really being all in on that, I think he'll kind of be low owned up here this week. And I'll take that chance on this kind of course, especially when we factor in tough, windy, you know, all those kind of factors. I think, you know, I think he could be lower than he should be at that price, and I don't mind playing that. Riley, I'm interested to see the price. He missed a cut last week. That hurt. You know, I was on Riley last week, but before that, a 29th at Honda, an 8th at API, a 2nd here last year in the playoff to Burns. But the price 9K is that little sticker shock for people. I don't like him if he gets talked up in chalky. If he's just okay around, you know, the ownership around where he's at, the high eights, low nines, I don't mind being on him at all. I'll go back to him. Been playing him a lot anyways. Might as well roll it. Of course, he played well on last year. Fleetwood, 9,800. This is probably one of the guys that I think would be a little bit higher owned and talked up that I don't mind getting to. 3 straight made cuts, 20th, 61st, and 27th. And 2022, or last year, he got a 16th here. That's the only time he's played it since 2017. Game kind of coming around. Biggest thing for me on Fleetwood right now is the weather. I think if we get that tough, gutted out par type scores in some tough conditions, maybe, you know, and this is where more so he even gets a stronger bump if he's in the better draw, whatever that winds up having to be. He's a guy I want to be at. You know, I like him in an 8-under type atmosphere. So I like him. Bubble Boys for me would be they're one and the same. So it's JT Spieth, and I probably only play one. Could fade both, but I'm interested to see where the ownership comes in. JT makes a cut, saves there. You know, he was 26-27% owned in the Millie. People are excited. Then he does nothing on the weekend. So I'm interested to see where people are there. He rates out well, obviously. A 3rd and a 13th here. Missed cut back in 2017. Spieth won here before. Now it was, you know, 8 years ago, and he's only played once. He's coming in with a 4th and 19th. You could argue he got a little lucky break on that last hole, which he did. You know, he probably doesn't make the cut. You know, all of a sudden, goes from a 19th to a missed cut. Maybe doesn't look as strong, but I like both. I don't know that I get to both. I'm interested to kind of see, do people feel better doing balanced build, hybrid balanced, you know, in the industry, the way people will talk around, things like that, read things. I lean Spieth and fading JT, but I could go either way. And I say that because I do think JT will be a little higher owned, even at the 10-9. I think a lot of people look at the tee to green game. He's solid there. Struggle putting a little bit. The last 2 years here being 13th and 3rd, I think we'll hold a little bit weight. So I kind of hope he's a little higher owned. We could fade him, play Spieth, and kind of move on from there. 8K range, Griffin, that's just the same song it is for me. I've been playing him for a while. Not moving off of him. Probably higher owned at 8,400 up there. 3 straight made cuts, Honda, API, TPC, 21st, 14th, 35th. He just continues to play well. I'll play him at 8,400 all day. Wyndham Clark, he's a guy I flirted with last week and didn't get there. I wish I would have. Again, 3 straight make cuts from him, 33rd, 34th, 27th. He's played here 3 times, 2 out of 3 made the cut. Hadn't done much overall, but I do think his game in general, especially his iron play, is maybe as strong as it's been right now. 37th, 60th, and missed cut here in general. I like him a lot at 8,800. Justin Suh paid off for a lot of people last week. He's been playing really, really well. 40th, 5th, 24th, and 6th the last 4 weeks. Maybe could argue, you know, 5th straight in a row. Is that a little worrisome? You know, these guys are young. I don't look at it too much. 34th in stats, 23rd in putting. The blend there is very nice. 11th in iron play, 18th in ball striking, 12th in tee to green. Irons are probably the, you know, with iron mixed with around the green, I like. So everything that I'm looking for this week, I like about him. 8,900. He's a guy I could see being popular, maybe leading to a Riley not being as popular because people just save the $100 there. Brandon Wu, 8,500. Like him. I think he'll be popular. That's why I have him as a bubble boy. Seen a few bets out already, just scrolling. I like him a lot. I've talked about him, you know, several times and played him several times. 19th last week, 14th at Honda, 33rd here last year. Obviously doesn't mind some Florida golf. Only reason why he's bubble boys is does he get too high owned at 8,500? 8Ks in general don't seem to get very high owned because people like to go up top then kind of drop. I don't know. Very doable to play JT and Spieth this week, or if you're a Burns guy, right? I'm hoping Burns gets super talked up. I don't mind being off of that. I don't, you know, going for the three-peat, I get it, but his irons are still off, even though he showed a flash a little bit last week. Still struggling with the irons. Could be good here, though, just because, you know, no doubt he can be, but a 10-2 and ownership, But what you could see happening is people go JT Burns, Spieth Burns, and then try to build, which always kind of leaves that 8K as a much of, more of a dead zone. So I don't mind going there. We'll see where we'll, any of these guys, if they're just throwing that 8, 9, 10%, I don't mind it at all. We'll see if he just gets super chalked up. I don't think he will, but that's why he's a bubble boy for me. Jaeger, 7,800, three straight made cuts, 40th, 14th, and 44th. 14th at Honda. I like that. I know these courses aren't necessarily the same, but just some of the wins you can deal with and avoiding the danger. Not done well here. That's probably one negative. 49th, two missed cuts. But I do like how he's playing. Stat-wise, 9th in iron play, 17th in ball striking. He's 26th or better in all five of the main categories I'm looking at. Putter's just neutral, a little bit below average. So that, maybe that's one deal on a deep dive tonight. That's one thing I'll look at. Has it been putter that's cost him here? Or has it been something else? But I like him, 7,800. Eric Cole, 7,300. Been playing well. You know, missed the cut at API. I wanted to go back and look at that a little bit on the deep dive. But strong finish at the Honda we know of. I like the bounce back coming off the missed cut. He finishes 27th last week. 7,300 is not that bad of a price to pay. Limited stats for him, but the stats we have look solid. 14th in good drives, 23rd in ball striking, 35th tee to green, 13th in putting. We know he can roll the rock. He did that well at Honda. And I don't mind that when I'm looking at the $7,300 guy because I don't need him to win to pay off. But top 20, which he's been doing, that's certainly in play, and I like that a lot. Benny on, $7,900. I'll go back to him. You know, 21st hurt me a little bit with the withdrawal, had a baby, but you can't hold that against him. 35th last week coming off of that. I like that he's played already since the baby was born and, you know, so maybe get on a little bit of routine, play this week. Nothing fancy here. Two made cuts though, 49th, a missed cut and a 67th. But I think he's coming around and playing really well. A strong iron player. I like that. 17 good approach, 14 in iron play, 16th in tee to green. With him normally, it's always, can he get the putter going? Don't mind at all, $7,900. Good price for him. Bubble boy is Victor Perez. I think he'll kind of be the talked about Euro guy. He's been playing really well over there. Obviously, you know, only negative for me is he the guy talked up that kind of coming over and hadn't played over here a lot. Outside of that, he's been playing super well that I don't mind going to him at this price at all. 6K range, Dylan Wu, the other Wu, $6,800. Actually rates out better for me than Brandon. 10th at the Honda, 35th at TPC, 8th in ball striking, 19th tee to green, 16th in the putting splits for me, 13th in good approach. I mean, things look really well. You know, and those two finishes at TPC and Honda, I like that in strong fields. Well, strong field TPC and then Honda 10th. So don't mind that at all. $6,800, definitely like him. Carson Young, the other C Young, Cam Young continues to like tease us. he shows so much upside, gets so hot, got so hot Saturday, and that's when I climbed to 13th in the Millie, and then he hadn't been closing lately. It's just been three bogeys, and then Sunday, just nothing really. Carson Young's been playing well, though. You know, he's 6,800 as well. 29th at the Honda, then he goes to Puerto Rico, finishes 11th. He's made five, or, third at Puerto Rico. I may have said it was 11th. Third at Puerto Rico. Enough upside there for Mayer. Second in good drives. 45th in ball striking. 8th in putting. At this price, enough positives that I can take a chance at 6,800 on him. Goyo, I think is how you say it. $6,600. Five straight make cuts for him across all tours. 11th at the Puerto Rico. Again, $6,600 with the way he's coming in with form. I like him. He played the Honda, made the cut, didn't do well on the weekend, but I liked it. That, you know, that's a good sign. 9th in good drives, 10th in approach, 9th in putting. So enough upside there. $6,600. Definitely take some chances on that. Smotherman, 6,500. This guy, he is getting it together a little bit. He does have boom bust. I don't know if he'll get talked up too much this week or not. 6,600. 35th last week, 25th here last year. Played this course well. 23rd in good drives, 22nd in ball striking, 38th in tee to green. I kind of like where his game is on the upside. Don't mind playing him. Wouldn't play. I don't think anybody in 6K range is going to be super popular. We've been seeing that lately, 5-6%, whatever. But I do like him. I'll take some chances on that. especially if we get some, you know, that potential win stuff. I think he could play well on that as well. Fade of the week for me, Burns right now. I expect him to be high owned, even though he's coming in not with the best form. Miscut. The 35th last week was a lot, you know, on the short game. Irons are still struggling. But his history here is, you know, impeccable. 12th, 30th, first. So in the 12th, 30th was before Burns was Burns, right? I think the 12th back in 2018 was actually we watched him beat Tiger head-to-head on Sunday at the Honda, and then he rolls it in and plays well here a couple weeks later. So he's got the game for here. To me, it's just price and ownership. If he winds up being the highest or top two or three highest, that's just a spot I like to take advantage of this week. Sleeper of the week for me, Ryan Gerard, North Carolina cat, $7,300. Where is he? He's up there, fourth at the Honda. I think he was up there high at the Puerto Rico last week. So let's see if I still got his. I think it's Puerto Rico. It may have been, yeah. 11th at Puerto Rico, 4th at Honda, 3rd the Corn Ferry Tour event before that. So good form coming in, 7,300. I think he'll be sub 5% easily. Like him a lot. It's limited stats, but 2nd in iron play, 2nd in ball striking, 1st in tee to green. A lot of that from the Honda, which I like that. If you're number one tee to green at the Honda, I don't know if he was at the Honda, but in general, if you're up there at the Honda, you know, golfing your ball, if you will, I don't mind taking some chances on him. Gut feel plays. I like Batia. I don't think he'll get too popular. You know, played well over last week, played well at the Honda, had a chance, got in a little bit of trouble. All people do, but 10th in iron play, 9th in ball striking, 18th in tee to green. Hickok, a guy that was massively underpriced last week, probably should have been stronger on him, but 3 straight made cuts here and 3 straight made cuts on tour, 29th, 14th, and 44th, last 3 tour events. Made cuts here, 46th, 57th, and 33. I like him a lot this week at 7,200. Ben Martin, 7,400. Good showing at the Honda. Made the cut last week, finished 54th. Had played way back, 27th, 2018, 2 made cuts as well here. Jonathan Vegas, I like him a lot. I mean, I like him. I sometimes he gets steamed up. I wonder if the 7,700 would just keep him neutral. 2 made cuts here, 48th and a 27th. 56th at Genesis, 21st at Honda. Maybe a bounce back week. I think he was the highest owned 6K guy last week. I can't remember that for sure, but a miscut last week. But in general, I don't mind playing him. Betting top 5, the pop and 2 long shots. Link is in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to $100 for both Underdog and Prize Picks. I get Underdog's got all their best ball stuff rolling out. We'll get heavy on the Masters one. It's actually majors. It goes for all 4 of the majors. So you got 3 weeks to get those in. It's a fun product. If you haven't done it, or if you've done NFL and you want to try golf, go check that out. Prize Picks, I give away on Gup's Final Thoughts. And then I also do it nightly, assuming. That's another thing that sucks is sometimes you don't get your nightly round bets and all that kind of stuff because if the books don't know where to, you know, who's playing who for sure or whatever, especially round 2 to round 3. But I give those away with the bets as well. Top 5 I like right now, Griffin 40-1, Clark 35, Sutt 40, Jaeger 50-1, Cootie 80-1, 2 long shots like Dylan Wu 100, Carson Young 200, maybe more like top 20 bets there. One and done guys for me right now. I'll finalize this tomorrow. I like Griffin, Clark, Suh, Fleetwood, and Riley. I can see Burns being highly used this week, so maybe a good chance. Not as get as much money as elevated, but if you fade JT Spieth and Burns in the one and done, could make some good room up, you know, especially if you're struggling from last week. E9 tomorrow night, normally do it around 6:30 Eastern, somewhere in that time frame. I'll let all that's a premium chat only, go through all the questions, everything you guys have. I'm sure tomorrow will be a lot about wind, weather, heat maps, all that kind of stuff. I'll have all that out, per usual, already planning on it. I think there will be an advantage to an extent, so we'll just have to wait to see how it looks more so 24 hours from now than anything. Don't forget, you can use Players right now. It gets you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, or annual. You can upgrade later. It includes a 7-day risk-free trial. as long as you haven't been a prior member. So come check that out. Certainly love the support. I hope you guys have a great Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.